This is an article from Exposé News. United Nations and the World Invocation Day. Now, that was actually last Thursday, and I missed that. A day to invoke Satan and the Antichrist. And Rhoda Wilson of Exposé News writes as an intro to this article that was put up by Dr. Matthew Mavick, who wrote the article about the World Invocation Day. Her comment, she said, the psychopathic religion of the globalists shapes their decisions and their actions. Think about that when you look at people like Jab Sinda, right? Their religious motivations play a significant role in their engagement in the real war that they're waging on the minds and the bodies of the population. It is relevant if we think that it's fanciful. It's irrelevant, I should say, if we think that it's fanciful. What's relevant is that they believe it, that they follow it, right? Whether or not they believe it. I mean, when you look at the Satanic Temple, they openly say, well, we don't believe there's Satan. And yet, they do everything that Satan wants them to do. and they use their position of what they say they don't believe. They use that to attack you and your beliefs and your freedoms, your freedom to speak, your religious freedom, and that type of thing. They use it to intimidate and to troll and to shut down your freedoms. That's how they use their quote-unquote religion. The UN's library was built by a group called the Lucifer Publishing Company, later changed to the Lucis Trust. By the way, if you think that this sounds like some kind of a crazy conspiracy theory, it is crazy, and it is a conspiracy. It is a crazy conspiracy, but it's not a theory. The Lucis Trust actually has a YouTube channel. You can look it up. L-U-C-I-S. Lucis Trust has a YouTube channel. And I took down a clip of some of what they said about World Invocation Day. It came from their YouTube channel. Think about that. The Lucifer Publishing Company is allowed on YouTube. I'm not allowed on YouTube to even put up Christmas carols. By the way, thank you to... the request yesterday, somebody requested, I think it was Marty, they requested it yesterday. Do you remember, Travis? Somebody requested a Christmas carol, and we played it. We got two orders for the album today, and I'll get that out to you today. So thanks for doing it. But you can't find my stuff on YouTube because they shut down my channel right away just because of who I am. But, you know, if you were Lucifer Publishing Company, well, there's no reason to shut you down, right? Or the Lucis Trust. There it is right there. On YouTube. Thank you, Travis, for pulling that up. So the Lucis Trust cites the writings of the Theosophical Society founder Helena Blavatsky constantly as inspiration for their organization. Theosophy was this occultic philosophy or religion. Actually, they said it was religion. They had calls to all these occultic beings and everything. That was very popular around the turn of the 20th century. And since 1952, World Invocation Day has been observed every year on the day of the Gemini full moon. How about that? Yeah, Gemini back in the news again. Artificial intelligence, Gemini. They've got that was released this year, and they've got the Gemini full moon. This year, the day is being observed last Thursday. Marked for use, and it's marked by the use of the Great Invocation. So, who or what is the Lucis Trust invoking on the 23rd of May? The shadowy group is undeniably calling forth Satan and the Antichrist to lead the world, Dr. Matthew Mavick writes. But what is this group doing at the United Nations? And they have been there for a very long time. And by the way, you know, when we talk about the Theosophical Society, and we talk about this occultic leader, Helena Blavatsky. If you look at, a lot of people like to talk about the bloodlines of the Illuminati, right? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against these powers and principalities and these philosophies and these ideas that have been used to take people captive. And you want to look at the bloodlines of the, let's just say the theosophy, the bloodlines of the occult. And so you go from Helena Blavatsky and the Theosophical Society. You can draw a straight line to Elizabeth Clare Prophet, who was leader of an apocalyptic cult back in the 1980s. And from Elizabeth Clare Prophet, you can draw a straight line to Michael Flynn, because he himself has recited and had these Trump supporters at Reawaken America tours. They go to these gigantic megachurch buildings, and these people who are following Trump, he gets them leading a prayer to an ascended master that he completely plagiarized from Elizabeth Clare Prophet, who was herself very influenced by Theosophy. Big part of what she did. So Dr. Matthew Mavak says that this event, this World Invocation Day that was last Thursday, has been consistently observed on the day of the Gemini full moon since 52. An integral part of the event is the Great Invocation, which summons, quote, the spiritual energies of light, love, and purpose. Spiritual energies. That's what they're talking about. And they have a mantra where they talk about the mind of God. This mantra will be presumably chanted by its adherents worldwide. The purpose of it, they said, is to accelerate the evolution of human consciousness and the elevation of the planet. Yeah, that's what it is. So within it, they'll say, let the purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters, plural, know and serve. Again, when you hear Elizabeth Clare Prophet and Michael Flynn praying to ascended masters, that's where this is coming from. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. The plan. As in, I don't know, follow the plan. They got a plan. Yeah, they absolutely do. Primary goal is to hasten the return of the light and the coming one to earth. Well, nowhere do they mention anything about Christ. It's not that they're looking for Christ's second return. No, that is not in view at all. But let me read you this invocation from the UN. I'll play a little bit of it, kind of the intro that they have. I'm not going to play the invocation. I guess you could call this the unvocation, because it's coming from the UN.
Invocation is an ancient spiritual practice, a powerful technique for working with energy. Rightly used, it can change consciousness and assist in the transformation of the world.
There's the UN.
Invocation expresses a voiceless appeal, an inherent urge towards the light.
By the way, this is a Lucis Trust video.
It is the cause of an unborn child freeing itself from its mother's womb, of a human being pushing into realms of greater knowledge and creative expression, of the spiritual seeker driving forward on the way of liberation, and of still greater beings penetrating into realms of divine life beyond our comprehension.
Yeah, you get the idea. An Eastern cultic type of religion, the idea that the baby is freeing itself from the mother. That's really kind of weird when they put that picture up. It's like something was happening to that baby's mind or face or something like that. They write, the energies of divinity are abundantly available. They said enlightened beings who occupy the realm of soul are invoked on this day of invocation. Again, that video that I played for you, that was an introduction to it from the Lucis Trust's YouTube channel. Through widespread use of the Great Invocation on World Invocation Day, humanity becomes the bridge between spirit and matter, transmitting spiritual energies and distributing them to the entire planetary life. Together, we can release energies which will enable humanity to give birth to a new civilization. Reason I'm reading this to you is because, as I've said many times, that politics is downstream from culture. Culture is downstream from spirituality. This is the spirituality of the people who are trying to push through a world government. This is upstream of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and the Bilderberg people and the Club of Rome and all of that. This is upstream of that. Those things are derived from this kind of mindset. They go on. They say, together we can release these energies which will enable humanity to give birth to a new civilization after they have transmitted these spiritual energies to the entire planet. Then they say, the universal Christ, the universal Christ. This is a different Christ that they're talking about. It's the first time in any of this I saw the word of Christ used here. The universal Christ, as the coming one, the world teacher, works for all humanity. Well, again, they use the term Christ, but they don't use his word. His word is not referenced. It is ignored. It's contradicted. So this is not the Christ that we know as Christians. When the great invocation invokes the coming one, it invokes this potentiality. So if it's a different Christ, if it is some kind of a universal Christ, what is it? Matthew writes, the Lucis Trust and the United Nations have been officially illuminating the world for over 7 decades. We've all become accustomed to seeing only growing darkness, however. So either these invocations aren't working behind the smoke screen. These incantations serve as a ritual spell to herald the darkest of nights, and why shouldn't it be anything else? Biblical scripture has been turned on its head to depict fallen angels and Lucifer in a positive light. Here is an incriminating excerpt from the Lucis Trust itself. They write, the role of solar angels and their sacrifice on behalf of humanity is discussed at length in The Secret Doctrine by Blavatsky. In fact, in 1887, the magazine of the Theosophical Society took Lucifer as its name in an effort to bring clarity to what it regarded as an unfairly maligned sacrificing angel. Now, you see, I don't really think that the Satanic Temple does not believe in all this stuff. He might just be a grifting self-promoter. He changed his name, Lucian Graves, and that type of thing. But the other part of it is that, it is definitely oppositional to what Christians want. And it does elevate, as many of these people have. You know, it was when you look at the Rules for Radicals, it was done by Saul Alinsky. He dedicated it to Lucifer. These people who have created the United Nations Library have dedicated it to Lucifer. They do their annual invocation dedicated to Lucifer. Why would we just dismiss all of that? Why would we dismiss the idea that they're talking about these solar angels that have been unfairly maligned? Lucifer, the unfairly maligned sacrificing angel, who is the great invocation that they want to summon. Theosophists more or less anticipate his imminent incarnation in the form of the mystical Maitreva, which is a Buddhist thing. If you think the Lucis Trust is just a fringe movement patronized by the quirkier segments of the global elite, think again. Eleanor Roosevelt, wife of FDR, had included the great invocation as a part of her, hang on, let me find this thing here where it is. Okay, here we go. Okay, she had included the great invocation in her endorsement of the UN's Declaration of Human Rights in 1952. As I said, they've been doing this on an annual basis since 1952. Who was it that kicked it off in 1952? None other than Eleanor Roosevelt. Here's the audio from that broadcast.
Today is World Invocation Day, a day when millions of people throughout the world are joining together to say the Great Invocation, a prayer which belongs to no group or individual, but to men and women of goodwill everywhere. The Sunday editor of the New York Times has said, we need, in addition to the A-bomb and the H-bomb, what I call the S-bomb, the spiritual bomb. You are invited to share in the meditation of the Great Invocation as it is repeated by an outstanding American, Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
The Great Invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend.
Here they bring in this religious music. I mean, it's like it's a Christian song they bring in there in the background. The Wikipedia page for the Lucis Trust has been removed for obvious reasons, but of course they do have their YouTube channel, and they do have their library there at the UN. The Lucis Trust was allegedly founded by Alice Bailey. The conventional narrative says Bailey had dedicated 3 years of her life to researching and developing a neo-theosophical system of esoteric thought covering such topics as how spirituality relates to the solar system, to meditation, to healing, to spiritual psychology, the destiny of nations. She described the majority of her work as having been telepathically dictated to her by a master of wisdom, referred to only as the Tibetan or by the initials DK, later identified as Dwal Kul. Dwal Kul is not a historical person, but an entity personified by a mysterious Tibetan disciple of ageless wisdom, an esoteric cult. At least according to Bailey and her cohorts, he is. Theosophical texts describe him as being a member of the spiritual hierarchy. Dwal Kul's name first appeared in the works of Blavatsky, the co-founder of the Theosophical Society, in the 1880s. Dwal Kul therefore appears to be an incarnation of yet another unfairly maligned sacrificing angel, as they call them. Incidentally, the Theosophical Circle had once included Satanist Aleister Crowley, described as the wickedest man in the world when he was in his prime. One central question that needs to be answered is, how did the hyper-esoteric entity, like Lucis Trust, gain such an esteemed foothold in the UN? How'd they get Eleanor Roosevelt and everything to go along with all this? What's happening with these people? Was it because they'd consistently enjoyed the patronage of global movers and shakers? The Lucis Trust new group of world servers included leaders who were entrusted to initiate and carry forward activities to benefit humanity as a whole. You will own nothing and be happier, as Klaus would say, these types of things. But look, this is all upstream from all these globalist organizations, including World Economic Forum, the UN, and the rest of it. Just who are these selfless world servers? Well, one website gives us a sample of these individuals and these entities. And you'll find names like Gates and Soros and everything like that there. But one of their goals is to is the syncretization, in other words, the bringing all of these different elements of religion together into a one world religion. And you can see that in the seal. Okay, the seal is right there, but here's another picture of it here. Look at this seal. You can see a lot of different religions in there, right? There's a Nazi swastika, but that's actually a Hindu symbol when it's drawn that way. One symbol that you don't see there? It's the cross. Isn't that interesting? All those different religious symbols that they put together, that's kind of their early, I guess, coexist one. And then they talk about the coming one. So who is that? Is that the coming one, the world teacher, that universal Christ they talk about? Is it the Christ of the Bible? No, it is the Antichrist of the Bible. The enlightened beings invoked by the Lucis proteges are nothing but fallen angels. Their activities or manifestations will snowball in the end times. Nothing should surprise you about this permanent occultic representation at the United Nations, which hosts an annual rite to invoke Satan. It's not just the people on the left, and it's not just the UN, and it's not just Klaus Schwab, okay? It is people who are supporting Donald Trump, actually. The reawakened people. The people like General Flynn.
We are your instrument of those sevenfold rays and all your archangels. All of them.
And I am the instrument of those sevenfold rays and archangels, and I will not retreat. I will take my stand.
We will not retreat. We will stand our ground.
I will not fear to speak.
We will not fear to speak.
And I will be the instrument of God's will, whatever it is.
We will be the instrument of your will, whatever it is.
In the name of Archangel Michael and his legions, I am freeborn, and I shall remain freeborn.
In your name, and the name of your legions, we are freeborn, and we shall remain freeborn.
And I shall not be enslaved by any foe within or without.
And we shall not be enslaved by any foe. Within or without?
Within or without.
So help me God.
So help me God.
God bless you. God bless America. Thank you very much.
Well, again, you heard That was Elizabeth Clare Prophet, 1984. And that was her prayer, repeated verbatim by Michael Flynn in 2021 at one of these Trump Reawaken America tours. That was Jim Stewartson, by the way, who put that together. And thanks to him for doing a great job with that. Look, politics is downstream from the spiritual stuff. And if you want to know which team these people are playing on, well, you know, the fact that Trump is an anti-globalist, no. He's on the same spiritual team as these people. And so is Flynn, by the way, too. Remember, I'd like to show this to get people to understand where Flynn has been. This was in 2014, the second Pride celebration that the Pentagon had. And that's Michael Flynn, who was head of it. And there was he talked about how proud he was of Chris Beck, the Navy SEAL, who became Kristen Beck, the transgender. Now, Kristen Beck has repented of all that stuff, regrets all of that stuff. Chris Beck now says, I was an adult. I was a Navy SEAL. And they groomed me into that. Who did that? Who celebrated that? Who pushed him? People like Michael Flynn at the Pentagon. And he said, if they can do that to me, an adult Navy SEAL, you know, what are we letting them do to these vulnerable children, these young children? And I have to say, you know, when we look at this, this background of Flynn, I'm absolutely stunned. They got an interview with him and they think it's a big deal at the New American. Now, New American, I've always liked the New American. You know, John Birch Society people, I know they don't agree with this stuff. They don't understand who they're talking to. They need to wake up. They did an interview with Flynn and they've had it up on their site for over a week pushing this stuff. Flynn did his documentary, completely reinventing himself. Look, all of this stuff is based on deception. You better understand who these people are. There's a lot of stuff that's been flushed down the memory hole. There's a lot of people who want to play the game. They don't want to criticize Flynn. They don't want to criticize Trump. Now, a lot of people are afraid to criticize Tim Pool or Laura Loomer. You need to understand who these people are. It's absolutely amazing. And you need to understand we all understand what's going on with the UN. So you don't need me to tell you about that or about Lucifer or about Lucius Trump, but you do need to hear that Michael Flynn and these Trumpsters are on that team. Forget about the Republican-Democrat stuff. They're playing on that big team there. That's the real uniparty, the satanic uniparty.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask, take your vaccine, don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds, it's the David Knight Show.